The Bible, taken off a billboard.
Answers with Ken Ham, who's the visionary behind the full-scale Noah's Ark to be built south of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Our Western culture has become so secularized it won't allow Bible verses on billboards anymore. A number of years ago, a certain pastor paid for a Bible verse to be placed on a number of billboards on Staten Island near New York City. Now, the billboards were taken down because a judge said they were offensive and that they also broke the county's laws concerning intolerance. So what did the Bible verse say? Well, it was Leviticus 18:22. Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is detestable. Because this verse so clearly condemns homosexual behavior, it was considered a violation of a county code. And yet today, atheists are putting up billboards across the country mocking the Bible, and there is little uproar. This shows how far American culture has lost its biblical foundation. The culture has become increasingly anti-Christian. It's okay to mock the Bible, it seems, but not okay to quote a Bible verse that speaks against homosexuality. So how long will it be before it's illegal to quote other Bible verses?
Our society has also turned its back on the account of Noah's flood. So that you can have the ammunition to rebut the scoffers, request a sample issue of our Answers magazine. For your gift of any size, we'll mail it to you. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to our radio website of answersoffer.org.